You're listening to the Affiliate Marketing Podcast, brought to you by AffiVerse.com, the chapter and verse of everything you need for running successful affiliate programs and partnership management. This is a podcast for digital and affiliate marketers, publishers, networks, agencies, and MarTech providers who operate in affiliate marketing. If you want to launch, scale, and grow successful affiliate marketing programs, you're in the right place. In this podcast, you'll learn how affiliate and partner marketing is changing, gain behind-the-mic access to affiliate marketing veterans, listen and learn tried and tested program management tactics, discover what's new and trending in affiliate and performance marketing. The truth is, you simply won't find this information anywhere else. If you're looking to launch an affiliate program but aren't 100% sure where or how to begin, or you've launched your affiliate program but something isn't working and you're struggling to scale, we can help. Book a free 15-minute strategy call with our Affiverse agency team to find out how we can help you get to where you want to be. We offer a range of affiliate program management services, from strategy and consulting to technical setups and complex affiliate program migrations. Our award-winning agency team handles everything from affiliate strategy to affiliate partner recruitment and deep dive affiliate program audits. We help you make affiliate marketing simple. Don't waste time struggling to get the results you need and deserve. Visit www.affiverse.com and click on the agency button to book a call now. Now, here's your award-winning affiliate and performance marketing host, industry veteran, and your affiliate marketing guide and founder of Affiverse, Leanne Johnston.
Welcome to the Affiliate Marketing Podcast with me, Leanne Johnston, your host. And today I am super excited because I've got Gilles Catieu from Premier Bet Partners. He's the head of acquisition, and he's one of the most knowledgeable people I know about affiliate marketing in Africa. Now, we caught up together at the recent LAC event in London, and it's just a joy for me to have you here today, Gilles. Thanks very much for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Leah. Yeah, excited to have this chat.
Yeah, me too. So let's delve in and get you started by telling our audience a little bit about your journey into African affiliation and the affiliate marketer as a whole there, and also how Premier Bet has established itself on the continent as an early market leader.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Premier Bet Partners, we are basically the central body behind the marketing of our local partners. Yeah, Premier Bet, the cradle of Premier Bet is really spread across 24 different African countries, I would say. What we do, we can only support the work that those guys are doing, being a central marketing function. Yeah, I think Premier Bet really started showing face with the brand being operated on the ground by local agents, local shop owners. So the vision of our founder...
It's kind of the way that most brands start in Africa. There's this offline local presence, and then the kind of online business follows after suit. So tell us a little bit about that transition journey and how Premier Bet has become one of the biggest brands in Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this dates back since the late 90s. So the vision of the guys behind Premier Bet was always to offer sports betting and lottery to the continent, but in a way that makes it interesting enough for the people to operate with, to build careers around it, and to tap into their entrepreneurial spirit, so to speak. So yeah, Premier Bet started with green flags that local agents in urban African areas operate with, as well as, more conventional betting shops like we would know them right here. Top of my head, DRC and Cameroon have been two of those textbook examples that are at the forefront of that. When I think about Premier Bet and visualizing what that brand is about, I'm thinking about a city like Kinshasa, heaving, loaded with very driven people, all doing what they have to do. And Premier Bet really embodies that spirit too. We want to make their lives easier, and offer products you know, that are easy to operate with and that actually are adapted to, you know, these market circumstances. I think a big part of that was, started on the streets, a lot of human contact, so a lot of face-to-face interaction to educate people around our products. And that was actually the foundation of our long-term trust, you know, with people that operate for us, but also ultimately the customer. You know, these guys, they've played their part to educate people around both lottery and sports betting. And that wouldn't have been possible without, I guess, that human interaction. You know, fast forward 20 years, like everywhere else in the world, the continent is transforming into the digital space.
And how quickly is that happening? Because you know, people think of Africa and they still think it's a dark continent, but actually they surpass that in terms of, you know, like they kind of skipped the desktop phase and just went straight into mobile. And the penetration in mobile in Africa is unreal. Like, I mean, if you've ever been to Africa, you can see pretty much everybody on the street has a mobile phone and they're ordering things and they're selling things and they're transferring money to each other. I mean, I know I'm South African, so I know a little bit of the African continent. You know a lot more. But how do you think that progression has influenced the way that affiliate marketing is coming forward?
Yeah, well, 100%. It's so true. Like, there seems to be this trend that most the conscious feed targets, they tend to skip a step. So, you know, we all, I guess we're all millennials / Generation Z, however you want to call it. We grew up with the laptop generation, right? We used whatever, Amazon Messenger. That's the whole step that'll be skipped by, African youth and you know, I guess African as a whole adopting digital platforms, smartphones, etc. They're a smartphone first audience, more so than Europe ever has been. We've always had that bias, I guess, towards desktop experience and I guess early nillies internet experiences.
A lot of our listeners are probably similar age to you and I, and I mean, I know I sort of get a little bit suspect when I hear of a business and they don't actually have a website. I'm like, is it a bona fide business just because they don't have a website? But in Africa, that isn't the case because people are building on Facebook. They're building on Instagram. They're using, you know, TikTok channels. So just the whole traffic marketplace in Africa is completely different, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And like you say, like, you know, big platforms are used in different ways. You know, they got the most out of, I guess, these micro groups on platforms like Facebook. I think you touched upon it briefly. Like, arguably, the most African adoption that I can think of is, yeah, definitely like mobile money. You know, actually, the whole concept of using a telecom network to facilitate currency that's innovation in its own right. And I guess that's a textbook example of, like, you know, making this technology work for them within their infrastructure and, you know, within their circumstances, so to speak.
So you've got quite a unique experience because I know you have a lot of European marketing experience and then European affiliate experience. How have you transitioned that experience over into Africa? Because, you know, we talk of Africa as a continent, but actually it's a little bit like the States. Each country in Africa is a completely different country with a different culture, with a different adoption rate, with a different infrastructure. So how have you transitioned your expertise at PremierBet from the European side, you know, coming from the European side of, you know, the iGaming industry and plugged that into the kind of ethos and methodology that PremierBet is building in Africa? What are some of the key things that you guys have had to innovate on?
For sure. It's very true. There's definitely a couple of, you know, learnings that we can use as long as we don't ignore some of the local realities, local preferences. First of all, you know, sports betting, it's not really, it's almost irrelevant what the preferred channel is. And with that, I mean, you know, whether a sports bettor prefers doing its cash in hand in a shop or online, some of the principles are, you know, the same. You know, we all love Premier League football. You know, coincidentally, Premier League is also pretty big in Africa. You know, a football fan is a football fan to an extent. I think one thing that I would want to point out there, though, in terms of, like, betting behavior, as much as they are football fans, probably even more than, you know, in Europe we are, they do look at sports betting almost as more of a lottery background. So, you know, a classic way of betting I guess in a market like the UK is like, you know, pretty sophisticated bet builder bets, where you have like quite deep legs with very specific selections, red cards, whatever. Africa is all about accumulators. So, you know, they will pick, you know, the Barcelonas, the Man Cities, you know, the big likely winners, and they'll find 30 of those across, you know, a set time. That's a very classic African way of betting. Yeah, so they're a lot bigger on an accumulator, probably less on the more like a deeper match specific markets. But again, that's changing. So one thing I would point out for, you know, African sportsbooks in general, is like your sportbook needs to be optimized for that. You need to show the right markets, but you also need to show the right features and offers that cater into that kind of betting behavior.
So that should really be one of the things that affiliates looking to get into Africa should look for in the partners that they work with, is the product stack needs to actually match what customers really want in that region, right?
Yeah, 100%. And that's depth research that can be done, and it tends to become quite clear if that's optimized. So yeah, that's something that I would recommend any affiliate that's interested in operating in Africa to do, you know, to do their own desk research, so to speak. Yeah, it's a big one, and that's where it starts. Channel-wise, I would say there's no underestimating. Well, you touched upon it briefly, like, you know, it's one continent, no two countries are the same. I think both operators and affiliates need to be aware of the country level digital adoption, you know, cost of data, infrastructure, smartphone adoption in general. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, the most actionable way of segmenting any African country within what we do, I find is smartphone users versus, you know, feature phone users, which again is a very African phenomenon. A smartphone user is, you know, probably the most comparable with what we're used to. You know, it's great UX, data-rich websites, you know, feature-heavy. You do it all for the experience, and you got the data as a user, as well as the infrastructure to support that experience. A feature phone user, you know, and I'm thinking about countries like DRC, Nigeria, Tanzania, a feature phone is optimized to, one, have a stable experience in what's a pretty jumpy internet infrastructure, so low data, close to 2G, 3G, and two, to use the lowest amount of data possible. You know, this is like linked to like payment plans and that kind of stuff. Now, to cater for that kind of segment, that data sensitive, an operator should have, you know, what's referred to as a light version of their website. Basically, a website that's optimized for like Oprah and extreme mode. There's a whole audience there, you know, very kind of like mass audience that needs to be catered for in that way. At the end of the day, it's up to the operator to decide which segment he wants to target, but it's very important. You know, it could be both, could be one of either. It's very important to be aware of that and, you know, who you go after, who you don't go after because of, you know, internal, external, commercial reasons. I think that's a big one.
What I'm hearing here for affiliates that are tuning in is that, A, you need to be choosing which operator you're going to be kind of partnering with in the country or region or state that you're going to be targeting. And obviously you've got to do your research on the data infrastructure, the mobile penetration in that region. But secondly, you need to make sure that the partners that you are joining or the programs that you are joining understand that their platform needs to be adjusted country to country as well in Africa. Because here in Europe, it's like the same front-end website with a different landing page skin for, you know, Italy, France, whatever. So the entire marketing infrastructure for operators going into the African market, there needs to be a lot of thought that gets put behind the product itself. And affiliates need to be, you know, understanding that and doing their research to partner with the right brands in each country. Otherwise, they could be, you know, wasting their time promoting certain brands that just aren't ever going to convert because the infrastructure isn't right. So it's almost quite scientific. Like, you know, when you think of Africa, you think, oh, there's millions of people there and it's super easy to go and penetrate that market. But what you're telling us is that there really is a lot of deep thought behind what's being put out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to give a bit of a shout out to our product team here. I think one of the biggest priorities that came to fruition last year and is, you know, will very soon be rolled out across any of our active geos is a server to service style technology. So, you know, some people refer to it as headless websites. So, you know, without trying to make it too technical, the principle is that your front end code is decoupled from the server where your website is. So what we have done is actually a technology that actually loads much quicker. So affiliates will feel this in their conversion from visit to sign up. We've seen it, has been tried and tested. It has had a massive impact, particularly on bounce rates and visit to sign up. We continue to double down on that one because it's been making the biggest difference technology wise.
And that's really intelligent marketing. I mean, it's you know, you're really developing the product so that affiliates benefit from promotions, because that registration to conversion is probably the most important metric that an affiliate really cares about, because it directly impacts their bottom line earnings.
That's it. Yeah. And we're very conscious about that. And to be honest, I find that part, those conversations, usually the most meaningful on a regular basis with our trusted partners. Anyway, you know, we both want to make this work. Usually, you know, both affiliates as well as us have commercial interests. Whatever they report back to us, we try to take that on board and optimize and go again. But I think that's the beauty of affiliate marketing. That makes the difference between, I guess, a transactional media buy versus, like a performance-based model where both parties have a, you know, a good finger in the pie.
So talking about performance, I want to get a little bit deeper into like customers and how they perform, because as we mentioned, every country is very different to like the one next to it. Just because you're on the same continent doesn't mean that everything's similar. So can you talk us through some of the key differences in the major African markets that you're seeing growth in right now? Because I think that's what the affiliates that might be listening to this podcast are really interested in. Like if you're a new affiliate, you've got traffic, you've got some African traffic, but you're not really doing anything with it. Like where do you start on the continent? Like what's the most valuable area that you guys have seen that you can leverage and teach, you know, publishers to kind of get involved in and help increase those early beginnings, those early, you know, sparks of like, there's something here. Like what are the key, I mean, we know Nigeria, you know, huge, but what are some of the other African markets that are quite interesting right
now? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, great question. Again, I think we've talked about this already, but there's definitely a strong correlation with, I guess, digital transformation and, you know, the infrastructure behind that. You know, thinking about countries like Kenya and Tanzania, they're pretty much there. You know, it's very high when it comes to, digital natives. And obviously, you know, operators can cater for that with online products. Preference to payment methods. If we're talking about, again, we've talked about it before, if we're talking about cash in hand markets, then, you know, it's still very much retail forward. Usually, again, that digital adoption tends to translate and higher player values as well. And there's a bit of a general trend around that in, I would say, like East African territories. And, you know, that comes with higher player value as well. I have to point out that there's a bit of a flip side there too, because, operators know that too. And most brands that enter Africa will pursue these markets for that reason, because the quality is there. For the affiliates, what that would imply would be inflated media buys. There'd be higher demand around digital impressions. Affiliates are going to feel it in their CPMs, and consequently, their CPAs are there. And so it becomes a bit more inflated. We've seen better results and, you know, almost like beyond East Africa. I would say like West Africa, Portuguese-speaking Africa. It's a bit more, in a way, like there's a lot more education to be done, but it's less saturated. The investment at the affiliate end should be lower, so it should be more cost efficient. At the same time, that player value won't pay off right away, but imminently it will come. So again, our best partners, this is how we work. You know, we're in it for the long run. You know, and with that I mean, like, you know, when you come from a European way of thinking, 3 months tends to be, you know, 3 months break even tends to be a bit of a milestone. Here we're talking, you know, if you're doing a good job, we're talking about 6 months, and that's just the reality of the market. But it's changing so quickly. Being an early mover, you know, has nothing but benefits.
But are you saying that customer values and tenures are a little bit longer than what we would expect here in Europe? Because there's a lot of, you know, like promiscuity in players here in Europe because there is so much choice. But in Africa, because it's still an emerging market, the kind of metrics that you need to be thinking about in terms of what you charge for your placements and how you, you know, what kind of commercials you're negotiating with affiliates and that have traffic in Africa, we need to think about longer tenures, you know, shorter pay or longer payback times, but, you know, more long-term partnerships being developed versus short-term, like kind of where I want to be on this side for this event and then I want to be on that side. So this is more about building partnerships, less about onboarding as many affiliates as
absolutely
possible, right?
Absolutely. And I think the guys that have done the best work together with us, they get that too. Like, you know, they'll be the first ones to call it out. They get that. They anticipate for, you know, being in it for, you know, a relatively longer run. This probably is a good segue to talk about verticals as well. Sportsbook, casino. Look, I think we all know, like, I mean, pretty much all of Africa is football crazy. They absolutely love it. And you know, as an affiliate, it's obvious that that's why your conversion, you know, that's why you got your first time depositors, you know, in those environments. And, you know, they're so engaged with it. The conventional tactic tends to be, you know, acquiring within sports environment and cross-sell on a CRM level to casino products. Having said that, for us, 2022 has been a bit pivotal, particularly with casino first campaigns. And I gotta say, like, I can humbly say our expectations were exceeded. There's something about how some of our countries respond to a casino first campaign. And with that, I mean supported by a bit of above the line and adopt that on a game level, you know, rather than having to go via sports book. And that's a game changer when it comes to, you know, player lifetime, you know, with quicker payback, basically. And we recognize that as well, you know, and our reward rates will, you know, affiliates will be rewarded for that accordingly for driving that casino traffic. It's wonderful how it's adopted too, because there's a more kind of like a relaxed, casual way around using casino products that I haven't really experienced or seen in Europe. It's a bit more lighthearted, which is good in a way, because you know, because obviously we want to protect players and, you know, we want to do it right. But there's this whole community thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's baked into African culture, really. I mean, everything is about the community, you know, your next door neighbor. And you don't experience that here in Europe. Like, people in Europe are a little bit more closed off. They're in their cliques. You know, you go on the tube in London and nobody even makes eye contact. Whereas in Africa, somebody will have a full-on conversation with you on the train before you've even reached your destination. You've shared the sandwich. You now know that they're, you know, you're probably connected through your mother's auntie's uncle's cousin. Like, that's how Africa is. It's like, it's very community focused. So I think brands need to realize that. They need to realize that, you know, even right down, so the product needs to be different. The commercials need to be different, but even right down to what you're offering country by country also needs to be different, because like you said, you know, what happens in Kenya doesn't necessarily happen in Tanzania.
100%. And yeah, there will always be a bit of a shared element there, but yeah, localization is everything for us. It's make or break that point.
So do you see a lot of influencer marketing stimulating acquisition growth because of this community environment? Like, are they ambassadors? Does that actually play a big part of the marketing strategy?
Yeah, it's definitely, particularly on a local level, I would say. I'm thinking about markets like Cameroon, for example. The influencer landscape is pretty big there. The output of, you know, some of these social media characters is amazing. There's always a nice twist of kind of like comedy around it. Like, you know, they just love kind of like comedy in general. Music is huge every time as well. So those are kind of like the current themes. Any industry of influencer, it will always have something to do with like music, comedy. Usually it's like, you know, breaking it down. Like, you know, these guys, again, play a huge part of education around our product. You know, they talk their audiences through how to play Aviator. You know, they have their way of tipping certain sports bets. Yeah, and again, it's all very lighthearted, very whimsical, very like almost like peer to peer in the digital space. That influencer piece.
That's quite interesting. And is it cost efficient, or is it like? Because a lot of what we do here in influencer marketing is very like fixed fee based. There's, you know, a lot of upfront costs. Or is it still possible to get the value out of these kind of nano and micro influencers that are building communities in Africa? Is that quite interesting still?
It's hard to in general, and this almost goes beyond influencers. Delivery data in general, like even when I think about TV and TVR is not a thing in, you know, our markets, like, you know, so the delivery piece post campaign for all of that kind of stuff tends to be a bit of a black box, and we need to be comfortable with that. So influencers, of course, you got a bit more detail there, but again, attributing what I brought to the table, we always end up kind of like scoping out and looking at the full mix anyway, because yeah, it's there's definitely a bit of a black box element there. But you know, this to be fair, like when it comes to digital media buying, it's a bit more clear. You know, it's not you know, that's not any different from, I guess, the way that we would have done it here. And then yeah, after the equation, we're talking about again cheaper CPMs. There's a reason why within the African affiliate space, I guess media buyers are so huge. Yes, it's measurable. Yes, it's a bit more cost efficient, and also the scale and the volume is just it speaks for itself.
What about finding homegrown talent? Because obviously, you know, a lot of European brands are moving into Africa. They've got, you know, 10 plus years experience already working in digital. What are you seeing locally in all of these markets that you work in? And I know you've visited a lot of places in Africa as well, like you've physically been there. Is there a lot of homegrown talent, like local agencies that are coming up and doing really cool, innovative, localized marketing? Or is it still a bit of a kind of like free for all and anybody can come in and do stuff?
Yeah, to be honest. There's definitely like, you know, hungry and smart switched on local agencies. The emphasis is still very much on outdoor. More than anything else, I would say outdoor marketing, yeah, is still so big. You know, the same agencies, they will be the ones that that will recommend local influencers to. So that's a recurring theme. But yeah, the talking about general marketing, like the outdoor space is so big, and we feel the effect of it as well. Like I humbly believe that you know, African audiences respond differently to outdoor as part of the full mix, almost in a direct response way, dare I say, you know, compared to what we're used to and our marketing comms landscape.
Yeah, I kind of feel like in Europe, we're brand blind. Like, who cares about a billboard on a street, right? Like, we're so the noise is so loud that almost outdoor advertising and you know, in stadium advertising, whatever, we expect it to be there. We're not looking for it. You know, we're not surprised by it. Whereas I think in Africa, when you see big billboards and big things like that, you actually take note still, because that's still a very key part of the kind of community and the infrastructure that you have there. So I tend to agree with you there. The one question I do have for you, though, and I'm only asking this to you because I know you've been there in multiple different countries. If the influencer landscape is looking really exciting and kind of adding value, probably a little bit more so than what it does here, what's the potential to bypass traditional affiliates and actually move into partnership marketing with other brands in Africa and connecting the dots? Kind of like, I mean, here in Europe, we've done sports betting and football clubs, and there's, you know, rules and regulations that have come around brand connections like that. But are there connections with like local clothing suppliers or, you know, jewelry suppliers and things like that, that where you can actually target, you know, segmented types of people in those communities?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. There's definitely a couple of examples. Like, I'm just trying to. One interesting one was a restaurant chain. You know, there's overlap of, I guess, people that love pizza with people that watch football, that kind of stuff. telecom operators are huge, you know, again, because of the mobile money thing. I mean, these are really powerful partnerships if you're close to, you know, the Airtels, the Oranges. I mean, these guys, they own really real big data, you know, and an actionable mobile first target audience. So these can be really powerful partnerships. And also, yeah, you know, we talk about football clubs. Like, yes, there's a couple of ways that that brands can go about it. Like, you know, for argument's sake, if you want to position yourself as a big international European brand, and a straightforward thing to do is, like, you know, buy geo, you know, kind of like geo billboards in Premier League clubs, you know, and I have your brand shown there. But if you want to be truly African, and, you know, we try to position ourselves at, you know, the proudly African brand, you want to look more at, like, the grassroots clubs. You want to look more at, like, local influencers.
I mean, I used to work for a financial services company a million years ago when I grew up in Cape Town. And one of the key things that they did was support grassroots football clubs in lots and lots of different townships and places. And they would actually, you know, put on, like, school holiday clubs for, like, you know, teenagers and things like that. Because A, it helped them, you know, learn a skill, and B, it also kind of infiltrated their brand into the localized community. And then that kind of, like, community spread, that word of mouth spread, used to amplify and just bring in customers by the drove. So it really is a different kind of marketing that you have to do there, and you have to be open to lots of other different channels and partnerships too.
Absolutely. And I would probably want to add to that, my impression is that African sports fans don't follow clubs, they follow people. So, and with that, I would say, like, yeah, people. And with people, I mean, you know, they're going to eat, they will follow every single move of Sadio Mane, you know, they will follow every single move of any successful big African player. So our statement piece was DJ Drogba brand ambassadorship. It ticked all the boxes for us. You know, it's a self-made African icon, you know, as big as they get within the football space. True role model, obviously he's a French football punditry as well. Every African football fan will one way or another, you know what he's about. He ticks all of our boxes, how we wanted to position ourselves in the continent, you know, play on that trust. Share those values that a person like DJ Drogba stands for.
And I think that's it's good marketing, you know, when you care about the brand and how the brand is represented and how people perceive the brand, that sets you up for success. And it actually ends up meaning quite a lot for your affiliate partners too, because they need to buy into your brand and they need to know that if they're going to expend time, money, resources to promote your brand, that they're going to get the ROI. So it's good grassroots marketing that I'm really happy to hear, and that Premier Bet has taken the time to actually invest in all of this. But the other thing I want to point out for some of our listeners, because this podcast doesn't only speak to iGaming, it speaks to e-commerce, it speaks to retail, it speaks to even SaaS product industry. You know, this is some very valuable stuff that you've shared about the African continent. And if any of those types of companies are looking to get in, I mean, the key takeaway here is, like, get down to grassroots marketing in the country that you're looking to target and start to look for local ambassadors that can help you to educate the audience, and then do partnerships. Like, the one thing about the gaming industry is that it's always first to innovate, and it usually creeps into new markets very quickly, susses it out, you know, does the education piece. So there might even be opportunities for retail brands and gaming brands to somehow form partnerships that give customers a better user experience. So if there's anybody listening to this, you want to get into the African market, you want to kind of talk to Gilles about, you know, how do you actually bring your brand there? And it could even be like luxury goods. It could be, you know, technical, you know, IT goods, whatever it is. If Africa and the continent of Africa is on your target mix to actually build a business, like, have a chat, you know, because I think partnerships is where it's at the moment. And we need to bring brands together to talk about how do we leverage the learnings that we're doing with all of this innovative marketing, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So one last question before we shut this podcast off for the week, which has been super interesting, is what makes you passionate about being in affiliate marketing in Africa? Like you as in your career journey and why you joined? Because I've never met anybody that's as passionate about Africa. I mean, other than me, who is African. But why have you chosen to kind of be here and work in this really cool emerging landscape?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, first of all, like I come from a brand management background before I moved into affiliation. So I think one thing, and you know, and I will always put my hands up towards any affiliates that we work with. We expect the world, right? Like affiliates are the high converting partners, you know, that promote your brand. We as operators need to take responsibility to invest in the market as well. So I want to, you know, any affiliate that we speak with, I want to acknowledge that whenever we can, like, you know, affiliation is a massive cog as part of our full marketing machine, so to speak. So, you know, it's shared responsibility. I love the fact that, that is greater than affiliation almost, that there's more stuff at play. African affiliation specifically, and I'd probably say African marketing in general, like, you know, it's changing so quickly. It's transforming. We're all trying stuff out. Like, you know, we're talking about, you know, I would probably roughly say UK 15 years ago or something like that. You know, that's just finger in the air. So we're talking about, you know, and again, it's country to country, but we're talking about a relatively unsaturated marketplace that doesn't have that much bias yet. You know, so we're trying stuff out. Personally as a marketer, I find an amazing opportunity. You know, it's tabula rasa. You know, you try something out, different audience, different response, different learnings. That's the beauty, I think, of operating in our markets.
I would agree. And I think it's even more fun because of what we have learned over the last 15 years here in Europe. Like you've got a kind of bird's eye view of how it was, and now you can retry it again, but with a fresh audience, and actually like do a second iteration almost of what works, what doesn't. And obviously the generational change from where we were 10, 15 years ago to where we are now, and the digital opportunities that exist makes it even more exciting, I think. So Gilles, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on this podcast and to listen to all of the insight that you've shared on the African market. I get asked about Africa a lot. I know that it's happening. I know that it's kind of emerging, but we've never really had anybody on the podcast that can talk right down to, like, you know, localization differences and things. So I really appreciate you being on the podcast and sharing that with everybody in our community today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Oh, likewise. My absolute pleasure.
Want to get your affiliate program noticed? Need new business leads for your agency network or SaaS tools? We can help your business get seen and heard. Affiverse offers a variety of advertising and podcast advertising placements, reaching tens of thousands of digital and affiliate marketers around the world. Our content receives over 800,000 impressions a month and is highly targeted. Our podcast regularly charts in the top 100 across Apple and Business News and boasts the most 5-star reviews of any affiliate marketing podcast, with more than 2,500 plus downloads per episode, putting us in the top 5% of podcasts worldwide. We help brands and affiliate partners connect and grow, agencies to share case studies, insights, and help them find new clients too. SaaS companies to find new customers and new leads. Networks find new advertisers and publishers. Advertise with us and you'll find and connect to all the right people in the affiliate marketing industry. Download our media pack by visiting our site www.affiverse.com and click advertise to find out more. That's www.affiverse.com. That's a wrap for this week's Affiliate Marketing Podcast. If you're loving what we're putting down, why not head over to Apple iTunes and give us a 5-star review? Make sure to subscribe to our podcast and our YouTube channel so you never miss another insightful episode or one of our free webinars ever again. Tune in next week for more digital affiliate marketing insights, trends, tips, and content to keep your affiliate and performance marketing fresh and your partners driving consistent sales.